Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us here. We are looking, I guess, today at some inflation rates, right? To find out what's happening out there and what's going to be affecting the markets 5 days out from the inauguration. Let's get to our guest, Taylor Riggs. Great to have her back. Co-anchor the Big Money Show at Fox Business every weekday from noon to 1 o'clock. Taylor, welcome back.
It's great to be back with you.
There's just not much to talk about these days, is there? It's just so slow.
Very boring, you know, only up 700 points in the market. Bond yields are tumbling, crypto's on a tear, nothing going on.
Wow. So hit that for me. I mean, what is the inflation numbers? That's what we were waiting for this morning, right?
Yeah, you know, so this is so interesting. The inflation numbers, we will tell you, are a little bit better than expected in terms of what we were thinking the numbers were. I'm going to be honest with you, though, I still don't like it. On an annual basis, prices are still up over 3.2%. Remember, the Fed really wants to see prices only rising about 2%. So, look, it's better than expected, but I'm going to be frank. I think we just still have a lot more work to do. Obviously, the markets are confident that, you know, Trump actually might be the guy to do that. I think another interesting setup you had coming into this is we've actually been going through a pretty significant sell-off in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
We'd wiped out a lot of the Trump rally. I read somewhere you had about $2.5 trillion in market cap of equities just wiped off the map. And so I think any little hint of good news this morning with that inflation data really just put the stock market on a total tear. So we're up about 1.5% today. I want to see again if those numbers survive through the day. But again, I think the setup is, you know, people are excited about any sort of day one policies, executive orders that can really help boost the economy. And as we talked about, the inflation numbers, they better than expected, but I don't think Americans are still thrilled with egg prices right now.
No.
Assuming that RFK Jr. is confirmed with these Senate confirmation hearings that are going on right now, mm-hmm. what do you think that could do as far as the stock market goes? Because he obviously goes after a lot of these vaccine companies.
Yes.
And companies in general, like Kellogg's, for example, not necessarily RFK Jr., but he has talked about that, a lot of these dyes and chemicals that are in these foods
yes.
that we're eating.
So, great point. I've heard two sides to this story. First is a lot of the healthcare stocks have been pulling back because they are worried about what an RFK Jr. in the, you know, White House means. But once they kind of settle down and realize that this is maybe more bark than bite, he's not coming out and he's not going to ban every vaccine. That's total hyperbole. That's what the left wants you to think that he's going to do to scare you. Once the market understands that that is not going to happen. I've heard a lot of people say that they think that the healthcare sector could rally again. So again, I think for the market, they're going to be trying to understand within healthcare sector, what policies is he really sticking to? And then what has been a lot of hyperbole on the dye story? I don't know if you saw it, breaking news a few hours ago. The U.S. government is thinking about banning red dye 3.
Really?
This is the General Mills product. I don't know the exact products. I want to go look this up.
It's in so many things.
But this has been, remember, this was banned. I was speaking to Dr. Mark Siegel. He said that Red 3 was banned in cosmetics decades ago. You can't put this stuff on your skin. It's so cancerous. Yet we all eat it. Mm-hmm. So the government finally, and I think this has been pressure from RFK Jr. on this trend, they're thinking about banning that. So that's sort of the first step that we see. Now, there's a thousand other dyes that I would like banned, but this is one start. So I want to look at General Mills stock. I want to see how the food lobby responds. I want to see how these companies respond. And again, we make the same Fruit Loops in Canada without the dyes. How quickly can these companies do that in the U.S.? Or is it really going to be materially impacting them? Or is this just sort of a headline shock to the system?
Yeah, it's true. Taylor, one reason I love having you on here is that you are able to explain things in simple terms. I want to nerd out here with you for a minute.
Awesome.
If Treasury yields tumbled at the news that the inflation rate was better than expected, and the Fed has been cutting rates, why in the world would mortgage rates not drop given the fact that Treasury yields are tumbling?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes, okay. Since the Fed started cutting interest rates, 6 months ago, whatever it has been, bond yields have been spiking because they're looking at the Federal Reserve and saying, nope, I don't think so. Inflation is still a problem. You're cutting rates, but we're going to call you. We're going to call you out on this. You go back to the 1980s, we call them the bond vigilantes. They're coming out and they're fighting and they're pushing back against the Federal Reserve and saying, no matter how much you cut rates, I'm worried about a debt problem. I'm worried about a deficit problem. Huh. I'm worried about an inflation problem. I'm worried about how we're going to pay all this. And so the Fed can control short-term bills, a three-month, a one-year, a two-year. The Fed cannot control necessarily a 30-year mortgage. So you have the bond market and bond traders pushing back on the Federal Reserve and saying, I don't think so. Now, today, to your point, is a different story. Bond yields are tumbling. You just had a 15 basis point drop in the 10-year yield. We were at 5% on the 30-year, and now we're well below that. That was on the good CPI news. Right. If inflation is tamer than we think, bond yields will come down because the Federal Reserve will continue to cut because inflation is under control. Does that make sense? It's complicated. I know.
It's complicated. You can't just look at it and say, well, if they cut this, this should get cut. It's inverse thinking sometimes. And I know people have a hard time wrapping their brain around it, which is why I wanted to let you try to explain it.
Yeah, you know, and again, the mortgage rates, they can't control that unless they purposely go out and buy mortgages, which they did in 2008 when the housing market collapsed. But they're not doing that right now.
Yeah.
So they can only control the front end of the curve, the short-term bills. But everyone else is thinking, okay, you want mortgages to come down, but I'm worried about our $2 trillion deficit that we just had in the first couple months of this fiscal year. I'm worried about a $36 trillion debt problem. And if I'm pricing in still higher inflation, maybe higher growth, but also concerns about how we're going to pay for that in the long run, yields are getting, you're going to have to pay me 5% to buy that 30-year yield. You have to pay me at least 5% because there is so much risk involved in this economy right now.
Yeah.
That's what the market's trying to digest.
Well, hopefully they get some Tums and this goes down easily. That's all I can say. Taylor. Taylor, we appreciate that. What do you got coming up on the show today? Do you have a rundown yet?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So obviously covering this market, we're talking to Congressman Greg Stube, all over DOGE, confirmation hearings, an external revenue service instead of an internal revenue service. Yeah. We've got it all. Thank you for asking.
The external revenue service. I love that. What a great idea. Taylor, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. Taylor Riggs there, the Fox Business Network. Now, I don't want anybody to feel bad with what I'm about to say. That young lady has her CFA. She has a business degree. She's a young mother. She routinely runs 26.2-mile marathons. And just so you know, not that she's an overachiever or anything, in 4 months, she will complete her Juris Doctorate at the New York School of Law. In addition to anchoring a network business show Monday through Friday and all the other things she juggles. So, you know, whatever you're doing these days, don't feel too overwhelmed by it because Taylor Riggs is doing twice that, just so you know.
Yeah, she's like the Energizer Bunny.
She is impressive. That's an impressive young lady right there.
Get more at 971talk.com.